Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. By now, you have probably heard from me or from others that the U.S. Mint, starting next year through 2025, will individually honor 20 historic American women on the back of quarters struck for circulation. Next year, the five women to be honored will be poet Maya Angelou, astronaut Sally Ride, Cherokee Indian chief Wilma Mankiller, suffragist and educator Nina Otero Warren, and film star Anna Mae Wong. What has received a lot less publicity is that the U.S. quarters entering circulation next year will have a new design for George Washington on the obverse, a story 91 years in the making. In the design competition for the new George Washington quarters to be issued in 1932, the bicentennial of Washington's birth, a portrait of a right-facing bust of him submitted by sculptor Laura Garden Fraser was endorsed by the Commission of Fine Arts and by the George Washington Bicentennial Committee. However, the person to make the final decision, U.S. Treasury Secretary Andrew Mellon, selected the left-facing design submitted by John Flanagan to appear on the quarter as it has every year of production for the past 89 years. There is no explanation why Mellon rejected Fraser's design. Laura Garden Fraser was one of the most famous female American sculptors of her era. She became the first female to design a U.S. coin, which was the 1921 Alabama Centennial Half Dollar Commemorative. Then she designed the commemorative half dollar and dollar for the Ulysses Grant Centennial. She later designed the Fort Vancouver Centennial Half Dollar, and with her husband, co-designed the Oregon Trail Memorial Half Dollars. These earlier designs were all approved by Mellon, so obviously Mellon did not dislike her or her work. In 1999, Fraser's design for the Washington Quarter was used for the $5 gold commemorative honoring the bicentennial of Washington's death. And now, next year, her design will finally appear on the quarters entering circulation, as really should have happened many decades ago. Many U.S. coin designs today are created by women. The 2004 Michigan Statehood Quarter, for example, had the master dies engraved by Donna Weaver, working from the written instructions I submitted to the U.S. Mint. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.